I want to say that specifically in response to those threats, which are already subject of police investigations, the Inspector General of Police, IGP MD Abubakar, has actually ordered the strengthening of security as well as intensive surveillance in and around all boarding schools in Makurdi and its environs. And I will also want to confirm the fact that these instructions, or rather directives, have already been carried out. The Commissioner of Police in charge of Benue State, CP Audu Adams, has already deployed security operatives, patrol vehicles to the affected schools, specifically Government College Makurdi and Mount St. Gabriel College Makurdi. We are also reaching out to the local community, to management of the school, as well as to the government and people of Benue State. We're equally advising communities, particularly in areas where boarding schools are located, to also remain at large and report any unusual movement around any of these boarding schools to the nearest security agency. And that's the situation for now. But it might equally interest you to know that Makurdi remains calm. People are going about their normal duties without any ado. And that's the situation.
Some people have expressed concern that due to the abduction of the schoolgirls in Chibok, some armed groups who might not necessarily be connected to Boko Haram could copy what they have done to also go on rampage to kidnap some, you know, school children in other parts of the country.
Well, that explains why I told you earlier on that the police have already commenced detailed investigations aimed at ascertaining the source and the authenticity or otherwise of the said handwritten letter, which in fact is also in possession of the police. We are not unmindful of the fact that this might not be a Boko Haram element, but we are not treating anything lightly. We will test all hypotheses. We will subject every side of the coin to detailed inquiry, and we will take appropriate measures at the end of the day. I've equally heard an analyst, and even within the security circle, different hypotheses have come up. It could be copycat criminals. It could be cultists. It could be just members of a criminal gang. It could be any other thing. It could equally be mischief makers. Whatever it is, as security agencies or as members of irresponsible law enforcement agents, we will not take anything lightly. We will subject everything to forensic and empirical analysis, and that will help us in taking appropriate decision. Therefore, now it suffices to say that we have threatened security in all boarding schools in and around Makurdi.
You earlier mentioned about coordinating with locals in the area. How is the police sensitizing these groups to resolve this problem or threats posed by these armed groups?
The Nigerian police force belongs to the Nigerian people. It is our police. It is the police of the people. We work in the community. We work with the people. We know the stakeholders. We know the ministry in charge of education, we know the authorities that are managing the respective schools, and we know the community elders and leaders, and these are the people we're talking to. We're talking to parents, teachers association, we're talking to the management and staff of the respective schools, we're talking to the Ministry of Education, Benue State Government, and we're talking to the stakeholders within the community.
What is the police's message to not only the residents of Makurdi but across the country following the abduction in Chibok and the threats otherwise about staying diligent and working with the police in this directive?
Our advice to Nigerians is to remain eternally vigilant, and that's a price for freedom, that's a price for sources, and that's a price for our collective security. to continue to rally around the various security agencies, to continue to work with the government and people of Nigeria, and to continue to be each other's neighbor's keeper.